Om Shri Sai Ram. With humility and love, we offer ourselves at the divine lotus feet of our dearest Bhagwan. Esteemed elders, my dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram and a happy New Year 2019 to each one of you. Dear Swami, there can be no better way for us to begin this new year than being in your immediate presence. Even as we look around and see these pictures with your beautiful radiant smile, it makes us remember the warmth of the early morning sun that embraces the winter chill of the night like we have done this, we have felt this morning. Even as memories begin to make us feel nostalgic, there is a sense of responsibility that dawns on each one of us. There are many New Year resolutions that we will make. But each one of us, amidst all these resolutions, will make one resolution. And that is to be a better Sai student. That is to become a better Sai devotee. We pray to you, dear Swami, to bless us and give us this love of yours like you have always done every year, to just get better and better and live up to your expectations. We, the students of the University Brass Band, offer this program at your lotus feet this morning. Thank you, Sai Ram.
you a happy new year. We wish you a happy new year. We wish you a happy new year.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సత్య స్వరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సత్య ధర్మ పరాయణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి వరదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సత్పురుషాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సత్య గుణాత్మనే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధువర్ధనాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధుజన పోషణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వజ్ఞాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వజన ప్రియాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వశక్తిమూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వేశాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వసంగ పరిత్యాగినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాంతర్యామినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మహిమాత్మనే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మహేశ్వర స్వరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పర్తిగ్రామోద్భవాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పత్తి క్షేత్ర నివాసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యశకాయ శిరిడి వాసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జోడి ఆదిపల్లి సోమప్పాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భారద్వాజ ఋషి గోత్రాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తవత్సరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అపాందరాత్మనే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అవతారమూర్తే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వభయ నివారిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపస్తంభ సూత్రాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అభయప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి రత్నాకర వంశోద్భవాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి షిరిడి సాయి అభేద శక్త్యావతారాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శంకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి షిరిడి సాయి మూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ద్వారకామాయి వాసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి చిత్రావతి తడపుట్ట ప్రతి విహారినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శక్తిప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శరణాగతత్రాణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆనందాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆనందదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆర్త్రత్రాణపరాయణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అనాథనాథాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అసహాయ సహాయాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి లోకబాంధవాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి లోకరక్షాపరాయణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి లోకనాథాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి దీనజన భూషణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మూర్తిత్రయ స్వరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ముక్తిప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కలుష విదూరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కరుణాకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాధారాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వహృద్వాసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వపుణ్యబలప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వపాపక్షయకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వరోగ నివారిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వబాధహరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అనంతనుత కర్తృణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆదిపురుషాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆదిశక్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అపరూపశక్తినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అవ్యక్తరూపిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కామక్రోధధ్వంసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కనకాంబరధారిణే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అద్భుతచర్యాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపద్భాంధవాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమాత్మనే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమమూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రియాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తప్రియాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తమందారాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తజన హృదయ విహారాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తజన హృదయాలయాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్త పరాధీనాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తి జ్ఞాన ప్రదీపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తి జ్ఞాన ప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సుజ్ఞాన మార్గదర్శకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జ్ఞాన స్వరూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి గీతా బోధకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జ్ఞాన సిద్ధితాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సుందర రూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పుణ్య పురుషాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఫలప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పురుషోత్తమాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పురాణ పురుషాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అతీతాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కాలాతీతాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సిద్ధి రూపాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సిద్ధ సంకల్పాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆరోగ్య ప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అన్నవస్త్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సంసార దుఃఖ క్షయకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాభీష్ట ప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కళ్యాణ గుణాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కర్మ ధ్వంసినే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధు మానస శోభితాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వమత సమ్మతాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధు మానస పరిశోధకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధకానుగ్రహ వటవృక్ష ప్రతిష్టాపకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సకల సంశయహరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సకల తత్వ బోధకాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యోగీశ్వరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యోగీంద్ర వందితాయ నమః.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వమంగళకరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వసిద్ధిప్రదాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపల్ నివారిణీ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆర్తిహరాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శాంతమూర్తయే నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సులభ ప్రసన్నాయ నమః. ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాయ నమః.
Swami, on this great day of January 1st, 2019, when the whole world is looking forward to a year filled with hope and happiness, devotees who have assembled here and all over the world offer Shatakoti pranams at thy divine lotus feet. Dear pilgrims at the lotus feet of Bhagwan, Holy New Year to all of you. What else can be a great boon for us than being at the sannidhi of Bhagwan on January 1st? We are really blessed. Swami, your kindness and love for alumni is known to everyone in Sai family. Prema Bandham, the eternal bond of love, the divine love that flows between Bhagwan and the Sai student. Prema Bandham, an event which is celebrated every year on January 1st, that reinforces and builds this bond of love stronger and stronger for years and years and for generations to generations. Swami, please permit us to commence the day-long celebration of Prema Bandham 2019. Bhagwan, as we are assembled at this divine lotus feet, you have been always instructing us that self-confidence is required to move forward, even in spiritual path. We are very confident on this day as we are sitting near you, and your words keep ringing in our ears, "Why fear when I am here?" Swami, as we are ready to take on 2019, we also must be recipient of your grace while we recall your assurance. Even for that, we only have recourse to your directions, which says, "Manav Seva is Madhava Seva." Our only prayer for 2019 is, give us more opportunities to serve you through every being, every given day, at every given opportunity. With this prayer, fellow pilgrims, as the tradition has it, we have an opportunity to address the gathering through an alumnus of our institute. As the alumnus are all over the world, we have an alumnus today representing a region in the globe. He completed his BCom honors in Brindavan campus during the year 1993 to 1996, went on to qualify CPA, and currently he is the chief finance officer of Thai Bank at Bahrain. He has 2 decades of experience. What he cherishes is not this designation, but as we are happier to see Bhagwan students integrating with organization, he is also, or rather, he is the national president of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Kingdom of Bahrain. Over to Bharat Sitharaman.
Offering my loving salutations at the lotus feet. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. And I take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a very happy, healthy and a blessed 2019. I'm sure each and every one of you would have either had the opportunity to attend or hear, or at least watch a Samarpan program, a platform where the experiences with our beloved Bhagwan are shared with all the devotees all over the world. But what is that one ingredient which is common with every person who gives the Samarpan? That one ingredient is transformation. This transformation is something that you'll see in almost every student and staff of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Our Bhagwan has started this beautiful university, not just for us to obtain degrees, but also for us to transform ourselves by giving us lessons to learn and becoming better human beings. I'm extremely fortunate to have this blessed opportunity to stand in front of all of you to narrate a few lessons which I have learnt at the lotus feet. I'm very grateful to Bhagwan for giving me this opportunity. Let me narrate to you an incident which happened many years ago, but for some reason I remember this incident as if it happened just yesterday. It was in the year 1995. So all of us were seated right over here, and Swami was in the interview room. All of us were eagerly waiting for Swami to come out and spend some time with us. Swami walks out of the interview room and asks 4 or 5 of us to come ahead and asks us to get some boxes from inside the room. So all of us, as you know, when Swami gives an instructions, then that's the end of everything. We don't see what is around us. We just rush to it. We just go ahead and we started creating the lines. We started getting the boxes out. But among our group, there was one boy. That one boy, to start from here and to reach Swami's room, at the speed in which he was going, I think it would have taken at least 2 days. While all of us ran to do the work Swami had given, he had other ideas in mind. He was taking baby steps, just small inch by inch, so that he can just stand in front of Swami and watch Swami throughout the process without doing anything, just watching Swami. So while all the work was going on, this boy was still only a quarter way through. I guess as time went by, Swami has always said, you take one step towards me, I'll take 100 towards you. I guess this time Swami had to literally do it, as he never seemed to reach the door. So Swami approached him. But at that point of time, all of us, what is it that we are thinking? Man, this boy is very smart. He gets to have very good darshan of Swami throughout, just standing in front of him. And all of us were envying him at that point. But when we went closer to see what Swami was saying to him, Swami was pretty upset. What is it Swami told him? Swami clearly told him, if you do like this, I will never call you again. Some of these words, they are carved in a wall, which never leaves my head. Whenever a duty is given to you, you have to fulfill it. It's not that you find an easy way out that let the others do the job. You just be here for Swami's darshan. Swami has given you a task to do. You need to fulfill it. Looking into that, I thought to myself, okay, so Swami doesn't like it. Basically, what is Swami trying to tell us? Swami is basically trying to tell us that any job that's given to you, if you have taken the responsibility to do it, it is your duty to fulfill it. And that is what will make Swami happy. So that is a practice which from the college days I've been trying to follow. And Swami re-emphasized this, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the year 2009. When Swami had called all of us to the Purnachandra, all the alumni, and Swami had given a discourse to us. After the discourse was over, Swami asked, does anybody have any questions that you'd like to ask me? There was one boy who came down and he asked Swami, Swami, I have a lot of work and I have absolutely no opportunity to come forward and do seva. Please tell me what I should do. Well, this experience has actually a lot of messages. But just to tune it into the message which I'm trying to bring out, Swami's answer was very simple and straightforward. Swami said, when you're doing a job in your office, do that job with sincerity. Do the job with dedication, thinking that job is Swami's job. That itself is the biggest service. So Swami has clearly told us that duty is divine, duty is God. And if you do your duty, then that itself makes Swami very happy. Another lesson which I've learnt when I was at Swami. Let me just tell you. This was a time when all of us had come to Puttaparthi from Vrindavan. So generally, I get an opportunity, I sit towards the back when Swami passes by the ladies' side. And then he crosses us and goes into the all the gents devotees and then comes back in the front. So every time Swami passes by, I have the habit, I kneel down. And Swami sometimes keeps making fun of me all the time. Sometimes whenever he passes by the lady's side, there'll be many ladies shouting, Swami, Swami, Swami. Swami passes by and I'm kneeling down. He says, see, they're all shouting, Pakoda, Pakoda, Pakoda. They're calling you. So Swami used to pull my leg and talk to me so often that I was kind of in a view that Swami will always talk to me anytime, wherever I am. So this was during one of the holidays in November when all of us had come over to Puttaparthi. We had all gone to the super specialty hospital to do some tree plantation. So when we came back in the bus, while getting down, I kept my hand in the handle and by mistake, I don't know what happened, I just twisted my hand. So immediately they told me to go to General Hospital and I put a plaster. But then how does my mind work? My mind works, Swami will always see me and speak to me. So I started making stories of when Swami asked you what happened. What are the things you should say? I started making up stories and preparing myself on how I should speak to Swami. So it was time for darshan. I was sitting in the front right here. Swami is coming. After finishing darshan that side, he's walking by. He looks at all the students in this corner. Here I am sitting. I start kneeling down, waiting for Swami to look at my hand and talk to me. Swami looks at all the boys in front of me. And when my turn comes, automatically he goes to the floor, looking at what are these marks on the floor. He goes back. That's it. I had to sit down. I couldn't say anything to Swami. I said, okay, day one is gone. Let me go to darshan number two. Same thing happens in darshan number two. Swami never looks at me. Okay, darshan number three. Again, Swami never looks at me. I say, okay, no problem, Swami. This is any of your game. I'm just going to sit and I'm just going to pray to you. Whatever happens is what you want to. So I'm just in the next darshan. I'm just sitting with the folded hands and the plastered wrist. I'm just sitting over there. Then Swami comes and then he asks, what happened to your hand? Remember, earlier I had planned what all I had to say to Swami. But this time when Swami came and Swami asked, what happened to your hand? I said, I slipped, Swami. That's it. Swami nods his head and he walks away. Basically, what is it that we learn from this? We should not have any expectations or ego that when Swami is giving you a chance, you're not A, you're not going to take him for granted, and B, you should not have expectations because that is what actually pulls you down. Just need to surrender yourself and accept whatever happens. But does this character immediately die? You'll need to go through a number of beatings in order to actually get that character molded in you. So Swami kept speaking to me regularly. He kept pulling my leg regularly. And another darshan, when I think it was a Sunday because primary school and everyone were there, we were seated over there and the boys were all surrounded over here. Swami had come with a bunch of film rolls. At that time we had film rolls, which is no longer existent now. So Swami was distributing film rolls. And I was a guy who always used to carry a small camera and always click photos with Swami, and Swami never used to say anything. So I had this inner ego in me. I said, Swami knows I take photos. Swami knows about me. I don't need to jump. Swami will come and give it to me. And everyone was showing their hands. Swami was throwing to everyone. Swami never looked at my side. Swami was throwing it to each and every one around here. I was saying, Swami, I'm right here, but I'm not going to jump up because I know Swami knows me. So I'm not going to jump up. Swami, I'm sitting right here. Give it to me. But no, nothing came over. That was actually the biggest lesson you learn. Because at the end of the day, you don't expect the Lord to run behind you till such a time that you have accepted that everything the Lord says or everything the Lord does is for your good, and you stay without expectations. These are some of the lessons which I have learnt as a student, which I'm trying to imbibe in me. But one thing I tell you, this transformation which I'm talking about, it's not a process that when you just click your finger, you're immediately transformed. It's not like what you see in the movies. It is a process where all these lessons which Swami is teaching you as a student or as a staff or as anybody who comes to Swami, you have to practice it over and over again. And I have been trying to practice this throughout my life, because of which my life has been going so smooth that any problem that automatically comes, I say, Swami, you know what is best. You take care of it. And I live a happy life, and in the last minute, Swami is there who gives a helping hand. Now, this transformation which I was talking about, it's not only for all us staff and students of the Sri Sathya Institute of Higher Learning. All the devotees would have some experience or the other where Swami would have given you some kind of a lesson. But what I'd like to tell you is, this is something which you won't understand immediately. You need to rethink and remember and enjoy what opportunity you had with Swami. It is then that you'll actually realize what blessing Swami has given you and what is the lesson you want to learn. But the thing is, you should realize that Swami is omnipresent. He knows everything that is good for you. Let me narrate another incident. When I was studying in Vrindavan campus, my brother did his MBA here at Puttaparthi. So it was in the year 1996, or actually December 95, when a sports meet and all were there, all of us were taking part in many games. I usually play basketball and table tennis. But during this year, I thought to myself, let me try out football and volleyball and shuttle badminton also. So in December, I actually started playing all these games. It was then my mother had actually come to Puttaparthi to meet my brother, and Bhagwan so lovingly granted both of them an interview. In that interview, my topic came up, and Swami, in spite of saying some good things about me, there is always a but in it. Swami said, this boy, too many games, football, volleyball, basketball, shuttle. I had just started that. There's no way that information could have come. I had just started that. Swami immediately has told my mother and my brother, this guy's just started all these games, too much in games. It really shows us that wherever you are, Swami is watching you. Swami knows what is best for you. And if all of you take your time to introspect and see what is that lesson that Swami has told you and what is that Swami has kept for you, and if you follow it, with my own personal experience, I can guarantee that Swami will take care of everything in your life. Now, generally in the New Year's, we all take a resolution. Well, usually resolutions are meant to be broken, but at this point of time, when we make a resolution in front of Swami, that is something we need to keep for a lifetime. So let us all go back home. Let us all think of what all Swami has taught us. What is it that we have learned from Swami? And let us practice one at a time. Let us see which we can start practicing easier, which message or which lesson Swami has taught. Let us practice that. And let us resolve to make sure that that practice becomes a part of our daily life. If you do this, Swami will definitely take care of you. And He'll make your life so smooth that even if problems come, even if you make a major mistake in your office, Swami will make sure that it just flows off like a water under the bridge, and you're happy and you carry forward. So with this, I pray to Bhagwan to bless each and every one with a happy life, and wish you all once again a very happy new year. Sai Ram.
Lambodar hai Gauri Nandana,
Lambodar hai
అంతరంగ సాయి అనాథ నాథ సాయి
రామకృష్ణ శివ శక్తి ప్రేమ రూప సాయి యుగావతార బాబా శ్రీ సత్య సాయి యుగావతార బాబా శ్రీ సత్య సాయి యుగావతార బాబా శ్రీ సత్య సాయి అంతరంగ సాయి
मेरा जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तुम ही संभाले मेरा
जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तुम ही
मेरा जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
पग पग तू ही संभाले से हो पग पग तू ही संभाले
पग पग तू ही संभाले से हो पग पग तू ही संभाले
पग पग तू ही संभाले से हो पग पग तू ही संभाले
पग पग तू ही संभाले से हो पग पग तू ही संभाले
मेरा जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
मेरा जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
भव सागर में जीवन नैया डोल रही है ओ रखवैया
भव सागर में जीवन नैया डोल रही है ओ रखवैया
भव सागर में जीवन नैया डोल रही है ओ रखवैया
भव सागर में जीवन नैया डोल रही है ओ रखवैया
डोल रही है ओ रखवैया इसे तू ही पार लगा दे प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले मेरा
जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
मोह माया के बंधन तोड़ो हे प्रभु अपनी शरण में ले लो
मोह माया के बंधन तोड़ो हे प्रभु अपनी शरण में ले लो
हे प्रभु अपनी शरण में ले लो इस पापी को अपना ले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले मेरा
जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
मेरा जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
मेरा जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
पग पग तू ही संभाले से हो पग पग तू ही संभाले
पग पग तू ही संभाले से हो पग पग तू ही संभाले
मेरा जीवन
प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
भव सागर में जीवन नैया डोल रही है ओ रखवैया
सागर में जीवन नैया डोल रही है ओ रखवैया
मोह माया के बंधन तोड़ो हे प्रभु अपनी शरण में ले लो प्रभु अपनी शरण में ले लो से पापी को अपना ले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले मेरा
जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से पग पग तू ही संभाले
जीवन तेरे हवाले प्रभु से
पग पग तू ही संभाले
ॐ जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदनाशी करा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीता आश्रित कल्पलतीता आपदान्नवा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेवम् मरियन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्रशयना ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी ओ साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगलारती अंधुको मंगलारती अंधुको मंगल गिरिधारे ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ॐ जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण 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 ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ सत्यनारायण नारायण ॐ जय सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ सत्य साई बाबा।